One. Good evening, the Americas. Good evening, the United Kingdom. This is Yadira in the Happy Kingdom via Positively Autistic, another opportunity to exchange ideas, realities, and what concerns us and makes us happy once in a while in this brand new world for many of you of autism, the spectrum, and the world of special needs. This is my fourth show just about, and it's been a fantastic opportunity to engage, to provide input, and just to open up the door to many families as well as individuals that have particular interests and needs. This show, I want to dedicate this time period to a wonderful mom that I've had the opportunity to interact with. Her name is Janet Burrows. She is the owner of one of the franchises for We Rock the Spectrum. And what is We Rock the Spectrum, you may ask? This is a kids' gym for all kids. And it is in Clearwater, Florida. Well, specifically, the address is in Largo, Florida. I love the main message, the way the business introduces itself, which is finally a place where you never have to say, I'm sorry. We have visited the gym. My daughter has enjoyed it many times. There she is in the background confirming that she loves We Rock the Spectrum. And it is a place for all kids. There is no doubt about that. You know, for all needs in our world, in the autism spectrum, there is a great variety of needs, what kids can and cannot do. And for my take, what I always, every time I've left the gym, I always say, any kid can do whatever they want here. They are comfortable, they are not being pushed, and they are safe above all, you know, which is a big concern many parents have. One area that I'm most interested in, I want to make sure Janet comments on, this is a family that was doing a variety of things in their lives, and a year and a half ago, just about, they came up with the idea, or they can access, Janet will clarify all of this in a moment, to create a business where the whole family will be involved. Janet will give us details on the relationship to the world of special needs in a moment as well. All of a sudden, news started appearing. Tampa Bay will have its first sensory gym, which in my world, with my daughter and her needs, I was just like, wow, finally. And I go online and I find about We Rock the Spectrum. They're out of California. They have, I don't know how many branches in California. They are on the east coast of Florida. And finally, Tampa Bay got its first We Rock the Spectrum. We waited. I sent Janet a couple of messages. Like, when are you opening? When are you opening? Finally, July 25th, 2015. We Rock the Spectrum opened. So welcome, Janet.
Thank you.
We're very happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm going to let you speak if there's anything I miss about the path and how this wonderful idea came about. Be my guest.
Oh, the path was a little longer than a year and a half, unfortunately. Anytime you're opening anything to do with special needs, it's not as easy. I went through almost a year just trying to get the city and the county to let me open it.
What do you believe were the areas that made it more difficult?
Anytime you do anything with special needs, the county and people are just, they get scared. They don't know what to do. They wanted me to have like 9 bathrooms and padded walls, and they just couldn't understand the fact that I wanted to do something just for kids, of all kids.
Correct.
Not just special needs, not neurotypical, neurodiverse, all kids that play together. And it blew their mind. They, you know, everything is so one or the other, special needs or not special needs, when I wanted it just to be for all children. And so, I mean, I wasn't a round peg to fit in the little holes. So we had to really rework all of Pinellas County to find what it to make this for all our kids.
So do you believe that the lack of education when it comes to politicians in this matter, bureaucrats, or was it just that main idea that what you wanted, all kids?
Lack of education, lack of, nobody wanted to be the one to write their name on it. No one wanted to be the one to say, okay, I understand everybody, you know, it's just lack of education, honestly. And well, that's just the way it's been. I mean, up until now, everything has been so segregated.
Thank you.
And it's just, it was an interesting ride, but it's been worth every single moment of the ride.
So what have you seen in regards to the response from the families that come and visit your business? Because I think that you are more than a business. You know, what you have created represents a sense of community, you know, where everyone gathers. And I remember one of the conversations we've had before, you're constantly on the phone, people asking you questions, you know. So what have you learned this past year?
The community has been amazing. The parents, just the atmosphere that the parents have come together, all parents. I mean, the amount of neurotypical children in my gym is amazing. The amount of parents who truly want their children to understand and to build relationships with all children is just astounding. I mean, and then the amount of special needs parents who are willing to take the time to talk to the other parents and break down and explain, you know, really what are these other children seeing? What is, you know, why isn't Johnny talk? Why is this child, you know, running in circles? It's been remarkable, the community that has been built in the gym, the friendships that have been made, the networks. I mean, I sit back and I'm just amazed. The amount of people who embraced my children, having one neurotypical and one special, well, I thought neurotypical and one special needs. It's just, it'll bring tears to your eyes every day to be in the gym.
Fantastic. And in regards to the family relationship, you know, this is a big commitment. You're open Monday through Sunday every day from 9 in the morning until 7 at night. What kind of adjustments have you made? You know, especially with a child that is neurotypical, a child that has special needs, you guys are an entity, a family. There's mom, dad, and the kids.
Yes.
What adjustments have you had to make?
It's been a huge adjustment. I am blessed to have an amazing husband who has stepped up to the plate and really taken over a lot of the roles that people think to be the mother's role, which now are daddy's roles. But even my children have stepped up to the plate and just really kind of fallen into taking care of things that they never thought they were going to have to take care of. It's been amazing to Eden, as being autistic and sensory processing, I might have coddled her a little. You know, I might not have expected as much from her as I did now. But now she's realizing that life's not always fair. And she's having to take responsibility for a lot more things. So, I mean, as growth for Eden, this has been the best thing that could ever happen to her.
Excellent. And how old is Eden?
Eden will be 9 in December.
Oh, so it's like this transition age, you know?
Oh, she's getting to be such a sassy pants.
Sounds like mine, and you have made mine.
Oh, I know. But my neurotypical son is in kindergarten, and I don't think he would even know. I mean, he's he's ever known.
Okay.
Are these children, these other, his peers, he loves his kids in the gym, and his friends come in. His whole kindergarten class came in and they were all neurotypical, and everybody just played together, and it was amazing.
That's wonderful. At this stage that you're in, a year, the business is functioning, everyone in the family has fallen into a routine, the business itself has fallen into a routine. What do you see your challenges may be at this stage?
You know, at this stage is just keeping up with the needs of the community. You know, when you first start opening, you know, you have all these resources and everything. And then, you know, people kind of forget. Now it's just keeping the resources going, mm-hmm. Finding more ways to help my families. It's been a year. I mean, we've cried, we've laughed. I've met the most amazing parents.
Wonderful. Would you do it again? Are you considering to expand?
I would always do it again. Expansion, you know, luckily Brandon's getting ready to open. And there's going to be a lot of our families that are driving really far to come see me are going to be serviced in Brandon.
Okay.
I hope to one day expand the We Rock family, but I have to do what's best for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do what's best for the community. And, you know, I don't want to spread myself too thin. I'm only a year in, so I'm still, you know. Just waiting. I'm waiting.
You have experience as a business owner, or was this your first step ever as a business owner?
I was a hairdresser.
You were a hairdresser. Fantastic. I remember that.
That was my extent of my business knowledge was being a hairdresser. But, you know, the higher needs put this in my lap. It was either I opened something for my daughter or I started fighting fellow parents. So,
fantastic.
Our community needed something that was 100% full inclusion. Wasn't just one or the other. We needed somewhere that the parents of all children could come together. The amount of parents that have come in the first day into the gym just to see the gym, but you know, their child was, you know, neurotypical and nothing. Within 6 months, there was a need, reason they were in the gym. And they're now receiving help, and this gym was put in this community for a reason.
That's fantastic. I'm very glad, you know, that to hear, to understand a bit more, you know, the process. And I think many parents need to realize and understand that with their children and their family needs, there are opportunities out there. And you are a prime example of that.
There's a lot of opportunities out there, but you have to look. They don't jump at you.
Correct. You have to create them, and also build the financial resources, you know.
You have to be open to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of the times when I'm fighting with my families isn't, the parents have such a hard time embracing what is needed. That, you know, the parents that come in the gym and didn't realize that something might have been a delay, maybe not a big delay, but once they realized they got in the gym and they started seeing other parents that are going through the same things they were going through and realized that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get a little help for our kids. Let's lift them up. You know, it has nothing to do with us as parents that our child needs a little help. Let's embrace it. Let's help them. Let's build a community for them to make them the best they can be. Once the parents realize that, the gates open.
Fantastic. In regards to, embracing, you see it as vital, okay, which I agree completely. A family deciding to start a business, being open to the opportunity, taking yourself out of the equation,
okay,
trying to look at this objectively, what are those benefits? If a family would like to start a business, what are the benefits that you see? A family with special needs, let's be clear here, a family that has a child or an adult with special needs, they are thinking, oh my God, my 18-year-old is going to be 30 years old in 12 years.
Yeah.
With the school system, we haven't had the opportunity. With vocational rehab, nothing came out of that. What is going to happen to my adult in the making? I have experience in accounting. I have experience in computer engineering. I am a hairdresser. What can I create My daughter is clarifying that I'm not a hairdresser. Thank you, Tomás. Other parents are. So a family that embraces, a family that realizes, a family that has a set of tools based on previous experiences, you know, you, what do you see the greatest benefit of making this kind of decision to open up a business to create a future for their children?
You can find anything you have, you can teach your child. Whether it, no matter what kind of company it is, you can find a home for your child in that company. With WeRock, I mean, Eden could be in the gym. She could be a peer to other people. Our children can learn to do, or we can teach them and guide them to do almost anything. If you build the nest for them and you lift them up, they can be anything they want to be. And the biggest benefit for me having this company is that I don't ever miss one of Eden's therapies. I have the luck now that I can guide through Eden through therapy. I mean, before I was working, she was in aftercare. She's with me at all times. I pick her up from school. She's in the gym. She's seeing real life experience with other children. This is going to be her world. One day she will be running WeRock.
That's beautiful. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. And that's what I'm working on for my daughter as well. You know,
what are you working on for me? A season, a month, a year?
Thank you. Thank you. I will be editing this. So thank you for your words. You know, it's so important for families out there to understand what our children will become. It is only up to us. And like you just said.
And not putting a limit on their abilities. I mean, our children are amazing. What they can do, we just have to help them get there. There's no limit to their potential.
Thank you very much, families. You've heard it. This is Janet Burrows, owner of one of the franchises of WeRock the Spectrum, strategically located in Largo, Florida, which is in Tampa Bay, Florida, part of a larger company that began just like Janet, a mom who had a kid with special needs. Thank you, Tomás. A family with a kid that has special needs, and they realize I need to do something. I cannot keep paying therapists. I need to create something and build and look at where you are. You are a part of this right now. So I'm going to leave it at that because we are moms. We're going to have to keep moving. But I really appreciate. Is there anything else you'd like to comment?
I just want to thank you for all of your work in our community. I mean, you've done amazing things to give voices to all these parents that don't have the words that you have.
Thank you. I'm honored and I'm glad I'm having this opportunity. I thank Positively Autistic out of the UK for opening this door and giving me just free reign, you know, and I'm glad I have a vision and I'm glad I have created a network and you're a part of it. And I thank you for that. And the reminder, we need the voice of the parents, and this is what I'm trying to do. This is what you are doing, Janet. We need to hear more what parents are thinking, and this is the main purpose of this talk, Jadira in the Happy Kingdom. Janet has her Happy Kingdom, which is beautiful, and strengthening and empowering within the Happy Kingdom, which is so special. She trusted the spirit within her, and here she is, you know, ready to move forward, take it day by day, and just create quality of life for her and her kids and her husband. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
I hope to see you soon.
Likewise.
Bye.
Bye-bye.